Good afternoon. I'm Thandi Puane from School of Public Health, University of the Western Cape in South Africa. I'm going to share with you the findings from the perceptions of health workers, traditional healers, and patients on why patients who are HIV positive and then antiretroviral therapy use traditional medicine. Okay. No relationship to close disclosure. I would also like to acknowledge my colleagues who are not here who also participated in the study from University of the Western Cape and University of Missouri, Columbia in USA. Okay, we all know that highly active antiretroviral therapy has proven to be effective in the management of HIV. And yet access to healthcare services in Africa to people who are living in Africa has been a lot of challenge because of the distance, lack of resources, and just not accessible to those people. On the other hand, traditional healing practices remain an accessible service, which is culturally acceptable method of treatment to many people, especially those who are residing in the rural areas, because they live within the community, they are easily accessible and people can attend to them anytime. The first phase of this research demonstrated that some people who are living with HIV and are also on ARV are using traditional healing practices, especially traditional medicine. But to date, there is limited understanding on the perceptions of the use of traditional healing practices among people living with HIV, as well as health workers. And so the aim of this study was just to explore the perception of health workers, patients, and traditional healers regarding the use of traditional medicine by HIV-positive patients who are also on ARV. And the study was taken in two provinces of South Africa. And these sites were chosen, that is the Western Cape, which is the urban site, and KwaZulu-Natal, which is the rural site. And these sites were chosen because they were antiretroviral sites, so there were people who were coming to the clinic. So the recruitment took place at the clinic. So the Western Cape site, which is the urban site, was in the township, which is an urban township, which is Khayelitsha, is 20 kilometers from Cape Town. And predominantly the informal settlement, and most of the people are unemployed. And there's a high rate of, the high prevalence of HIV, antenatal HIV is 32%. In KwaZulu-Natal, also this is a rural site, population site is, can see 392,000 and antenatal prevalence of 28%. So they were chosen because of the high prevalence of antenatal HIV. So this is a qualitative study. The first phase collected quantitative data, and from there we determined, got a number of patients who were using, who responded to the question that they were using both ARV as well as traditional medicine. So participants were patients who had indicated that they were using both, and then there were professional nurses and doctors who were also working at the antiretroviral sites. And then there were traditional healers who were identified by the community health workers. Community health workers are lay women who are working with the patients, and they reside in the same community as the patient, and they have got minimal education, but they talk to the patient as well as they have access to traditional healers. So they had to identify the traditional healers. And those community health workers were working closely with the patient. So we had to also to collect some information from them. So data was collected during 2009. We had individual interviews with the doctors, the nurses, as well as the patient and the traditional healers, and we had focus group discussion with the community health workers. The focus group discussion were facilitated in a local language in each province, and they were recorded, and they took 1 to 1.5 hours, and then they were then transcribed and summarized and translated into English. Each and every category of the people who participated in the study had different questions that were asked. For example, professional nurses and doctors, we asked them, what is your knowledge of traditional medicine? What are your perceptions about the use of traditional medicine by the patient who are HIV positive and using ARV? What do you think about traditional medicine being dispensed from your clinic or hospital? Do you discuss the use of traditional medicine with your patients? In your opinion, why would a patient use both traditional medicine and ARV? Traditional healers, we ask them why, when patient with HIV come to you, what do they usually complain of? What traditional medicine do you give them, name and the purpose? And what is the opinion of HIV positive patient using TM and traditional medicine and ART? Do you ask HIV patient, positive patient, if they are using antiretroviral therapy? And what conditions do you treat, especially related to HIV AIDS? And then for the patients, please tell, we suggest us that, please tell me about your illness. When did it start? How did you find out? What symptoms do you have? When did you start using traditional medicine? And why did you start using traditional medicine? Are you still using traditional medicine? If you combine both, which one do you think is helping you the most? And what symptoms does traditional medicine help you with? And then for community health workers, we ask them, tell me about your experiences on traditional medicine, if you personally have used it, the reasons why HIV positive people who are on ARV choose to use traditional medicine. And if you also discuss this, the use of traditional medicine with patient on ARV, and in your opinion about traditional medicine, what is your opinion about traditional medicine being dispensed from your clinic or hospital? So those are the questions. So then the data was analyzed and we came up, we used a thematic content analysis, we transcribed the data and by two individuals independently to identify phrases and assign content-related categories. And then the content of each script was analyzed using the codes to identify the common themes. So in total, we had 23 participants or respondents from both provinces, the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, as you can see. Few males, one male, more five females, and so on. And then coming to the themes, from the traditional, first of all, the patients. Well, the theme that came out was traditional healer is the first point of contact. When patient becomes sick, they have a belief that they've been bewitched. So they will first contact the traditional healer before they go to the hospital. This woman only discovered that she was HIV positive when she fell pregnant and she was tested. And combining, why do they combine traditional medicine and ARV? They start, most of these people, they said they start using traditional medicine before using ARV. So even after they are put on ARV, they still continue because of their traditional beliefs, of their family beliefs, and all those things. And some of them, they said they use traditional medicine because they have not disclosed the status to their friends and family. And if the family believe using traditional healers, they will just continue using them. When we ask this is what came from the traditional healers, the reasons why people use traditional medicine, said patient, it just confirmed what the patient have said. Patient come to me when they first get sick, that's what they do. And then they usually come complaining because we ask them, what do they complain of? Most of it is loss of energy, loss of appetite, swollen feet and sores, and body or shingles body. And usually they tell them, if a traditional healer is knowledgeable about HIV symptoms, that they haven't disclosed to their relatives, so that's why they come, because they sort of privacy with the traditional healers. And the healthcare professional, that is the doctors and the nurses, Their perception was that they usually tell the patient not to combine traditional medicine because they thought it's sort of toxic. Some people, they just change the conditions once they use the traditional methods because of their side effects. That's why they were not willing, encouraging them to use traditional medicine. And one of the things that came out is that people, they combine, the patient combine traditional medicine and ARV, but they don't tell the health workers, although they ask them whether you're using traditional medicine, but they don't tell them because of, it came out because of lack of support and because they were told them not to use it. So the doctor, one of the doctors said there's no way of seeing that a patient are using traditional medicine unless they tell you. Otherwise, they just see them changing the condition. And yeah, as you said, that they don't tell us, but you just see them if they've changed the condition, and they gave example. So when we ask health workers about their opinions about dispensing of traditional medicine at the clinic or health facilities, they said that if traditional medicine cannot treat some disease, why should it be dispensed at the health facility? And if they show evidence, if there is evidence that it can work, then they can dispense at the facility. Okay. And the patient reasons or rationale for using both traditional medicine and ARV. This is from the health workers. People choose to use traditional medicine because of the perception that once they start ARV, it means it's a death sentence, they will die. So that's why they go to use the traditional medicine just to heal some of the symptoms. And some of them, they use traditional medicine because someone has told them that that traditional healer can cure HIV, so they believe in that. And some of the community health workers, they themselves have been using traditional medicine. So they were supporting that the patient use traditional medicine, although some of them were against it. And some of them, they said, you know, people use traditional medicine because it's a way of hiding their status. They haven't disclosed their status to the family. If they go to the clinic, it's public. Everybody knows that you're attending an ARV clinic. But if you don't go to a traditional healer, nobody knows what you're going for. So that was it. So in summary, these are the things that we came up with, the use of traditional medicine. People use it before they become ill because it's part of their culture and then they continue. And some of them, they use it because they believe it alleviates some of the symptoms. And because some of them, they use it because it's part of cultural adherence. And some, they use it because it provides privacy, anonymity, because nobody will see that you're attending an ARV clinic, and lack of disclosure. So this study revealed that the need to better understand factors involved in patients choosing the use of traditional healing practices concurrently with ARV, and suggests that these practices could become an integral part of the patient treatment modality in combination with the conventional medicine. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? Oh, got all kinds of questions.
Definitely, you can make arrangement on how you pay the traditional healer. You can either give them a cow, or you pay later, or you pay for treatment, while when you go to the clinic or when you go to the health facility, you might have to pay upfront. So then,
is there an effort to inform the traditional healers more about the ARV treatment?
Yes, there is an effort that in KwaZulu-Natal, there is a training going on with the traditional healers and how to identify the symptoms. That's why some of them, they refer them to the health facility. I don't know which one.
Are there any traditional medicines that are known to interact negatively with antiretrovirals?
Not that I know, no. It has not been tested yet, but what came out with the traditional healers, the medicine that they recommend is called Upejani and African potato. Upejani is a combination of lots of herbal medicine. I think it needs to be tested. To my knowledge, I'm not sure if that has been done yet.
It has been tested.
Okay.
It's not a very Just a comment on the price issue. I think maybe it's even more distinct than you suggest. Antiretroviral treatment is free at clinics, and you will pay for traditional healing, which makes it all the more remarkable that traditional healing is being used. My question is, you actually only interview four traditional healers, I think that's correct. But so that may influence this, but I mean, the very question you're asking is problematic. You ask the traditional healers, if someone comes to you with HIV, surely some of those traditional healers, or if you have, for example, would don't believe in HIV to begin with. They would have ecological diseases that they would understand as the problem. So I just wondered how your research instrument would grapple with that.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes?
Thank you very much for the question. I'm from the Barna, so obviously I'm told that you're But I was just, I told those children, do you have you considered that your employees' traditional medicine in the ART that's going to affect, like, you know, renal failure and liver function, and they go on, and all the other complications that come with the traditional medicine and ART? Should we not be focusing on traditional leaders giving us more psychosocial support than actually giving us something else that's going to complicate HIV?
The traditional healers giving psychosocial support?
Yes.
They are right, but I don't think we have control of that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to say about it.
From the perspective of the patient, is the intent of taking the traditional medicine and the antiretrovirals to deal with the virus itself and the infection, or is it to deal with the symptoms that are associated?
With the symptoms.
So from their perspective, they're not trying to regulate their viral load. They're just trying to deal with the symptoms associated with HIV.
Definitely. Some have started using traditional medicine before, so they continue. Some, they use it just, even if they use ARV and then they have got diarrhea, they have got other symptoms, they use the traditional medicine just to alleviate the symptoms.
What percentage of the people who are taking antiretrovirals switch back to traditional medicine, just give it up because of the symptoms associated with the antiretroviral therapy?
I don't have the number of that because in this study, because the sample size was very small, and we recruited from the clinic, and we believe that some people, because we recruited from the ARV site, some people would not come up and say, I'm using traditional medicine, so I cannot help it now.
Thank you. Have a safe trip.